ओम शांति।
फिर से हमारे सम्मुख वो सुंदर दिन आ पहुंचा।
Once again we have that beautiful day in front of us.
जिसे हम बहुत प्यार करते हैं।
बाबा the one whom we love a lot. For us to give the return of love, Baba is going to come in between us. We are anticipating for this time and we all are present here. This is Baba's meeting. Two things I would like to tell you all. We have to take blessings from Baba. And we have to donate any of the weaknesses which we have. There are many new children who are there in the gathering today. On the spiritual path, in order to fill our aprons with godly happiness, it is also very necessary to sacrifice something. And whatever Baba is giving us, there is a lot of blessing still in that. Baba gives us drishti, spiritual love, and we will take all benefits from Him. So today we will concentrate ourselves. And with the topic of concentration, we will move further. Everyone should remember that it is only due to the elevated stage that we have, we can experience the treasures from Baba. The stage should be quiet and we should acquire a lot of treasures from Baba. Let everyone remember a very, very beautiful slogan. In this conscious age, sensible of those who knows to keep their mind quiet, all are very sensible, and all are jnani souls, intellectual souls. So use your pure wisdom and keep your mind and intellect quiet. And also remember, the one whose mind is quiet, the only and most powerful in the world, the nature and the elements outside of their orders in the time of destruction. I have a time of revelation. Such souls play the hero card. And so today, as we are taking the topic of concentration, and we will also have a practice of concentration, and we will also know something about it. I would like to keep a secret. You will all pay a lot of attention and listen to me. The one who has come for the first time and the one who has come many times, Baba used to say, so there is a very subtle godly mission of settling all the karmic accounts and the secretly, from the popular age, all souls, maybe Brahmins or not, all, whatever they have done, maybe good or bad, maybe bad in a special way, like sin or vicious action, or which was recorded in the soul. Now it has started to emerge. has started doing marriage. And this is why there is a mental illness moving at a very fast speed in the world. And there is a complaint of many. We don't know why we have this thoughts of the mind. The speed of the mind has become very fast. And the prophetical illness and it has been increasing. And circumstances are also the same manner, and every day the circumstances and the mental fluctuations are increasing at a very fast speed. And therefore, to keep the mind cheerful and to keep one light, and to accept few things while moving along and to make one powerful is extremely necessary. So this is the demand of the time that we have to gather in the soul, and whatever will happen in the world, by knowing it, we have to become a detached observer and also make ourselves very powerful. Yoga has to be transformed into cosmic meeting. Yes, yoga doesn't become just a practice. It should become God's meeting every day. Every day we have to have a meeting with God the Father. In the beginning we will just practice. And every day, in the morning and in the evening, any time, definitely have this beautiful practice. And the practice is, we will now move to the second region. Baba is giving drishti. Now Baba has opened his thousands of arms on my head. And said, my child, you are not alone. I am with all the dance and with you. Baba has kept his hand of blessings on my head. The vibrations of power from his hand is being absorbed in me. Baba is giving drishti. And we came below. Naturally. Every day once. One should definitely experience this God's meeting. We'll have a very beautiful feeling and increase this awareness that Baba with a thousand arms is definitely with me. We have to concentrate our mind. Sometimes we don't feel bliss in meditation. But once we have concentration, we receive a lot of happiness, and every, and many of them have this complaint that the mind wanders.
याद रखेंगे वर्तमान समय के लिए.
रिमेम्बर फॉर द प्रेजेंट टाइम.
हम सोचेंगे
व्हाटएवर वी स्टार्ट थिंकिंग
उसके वाइब्रेशन सबसे पहले हमारे ब्रेन में
जाए. वाइब्रेशन ऑफ द अदर सोल फर्स्ट टू रीच इफ वी थिंक टू मच ऑफ नेगेटिव वी आर ऑलवेज एट अटेंशन. We are always at a fear and worry.
Negative energy brain ko jati hai.
And then the negative energy passes the soul through the brain and the brain is damaged. And that is why this is the reason for the increase of mental illness. And so we have to be too much positive.
Atma. जब अपने स्वरूप पर
एकाग्र
हो जाए
एंड वी हैव टू कॉन्सेंट्रेट इन दिस एनवायरनमेंट.
संकल्प के बहुत पावरफुल वाइब्रेशन ब्रेन
एंड दैट वेरी पावरफुल थॉट विल गो टू द ब्रेन एंड वी डू अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल एक्शन. Because the creation of brain is very wonderful. Nobody can know this completely. So let us give positive energy to the brain. And for this we have to make our mind and intellect concentrated. We have two powers, that is mind and intellect. We should know something much about this. Mind can only be stable. When we start giving the thoughts to the mind, which the mind likes, the mind wonders, and there is creative energy in the mind, and if we don't create beautiful thoughts in the mind, then automatically the mind keeps on wondering. Every time mind searches for bliss, and to achieve bliss, the mind starts wandering here and there. And therefore we have to pray a thought through which the mind experiences the bliss and the mind becomes quiet and still. And give you a very beautiful thought. Baba and Sakar used to tell these things. Baba Baba had this experience. And those times I too used to remember these thoughts what Baba had given.
दो युग तक तुमने देवताओं के साथ रह कर देखा.
Baba said for two ages you remained with the deities and you saw those deities. Two ages you have been living with a human being. Now for a short period of time you remain with God.
ऊपर
down below there is completely the human world. We have to have a practice of staying up above with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is the Almighty Authority. He is also the portion of Shiva, the purest fire. The one who is very benevolent for us. So mind should be given a very beautiful thought. Intellect has to be concentrated. Intellect has to be made stable. And the most elevated capacity, the intellect where there is wisdom, maybe bad wisdom or good wisdom, maybe dirtiness, or there is a lot and lot of useful treasures of knowledge. So we have to check ourselves whether we are filled with the negativities or positivity. If the intellect is completely filled with dirty thoughts, then it can't be content. And they say the intellect has to be cleaned. And after cleaning, the beautiful thoughts have to be filled in the intellect. We should pay attention to these two things. And every day we get good thoughts from the Muli. And when the mind and intellect both become concentrated with this enjoy leading life. And once again we will now practice. The intellect is also the third mind,
pure energy lenge,
and we will give the pure energy of vibration to the atmosphere. Let us concentrate our intellect in the soul stage. Let us look to our form, a very sparkling star, a point of energy. The Master, Son of Knowledge, he is spreading his brightness. He is very attractive.
Terrible man. Chakrasri Mani.
On the eyes, the sparkling jewel. Vibrations and the rays of purity is being spread through me.
Mind,
where are you wandering?
It's a sign of the mind,
desires are unlimited. I can never be liberated. The one which is the destroying the body, the one which can move the sorrow. We have to liberate us from that. And also remember the very beautiful superimpositions regarding this. There are both sides of devotees' inspiration. As when you move towards completion and perfection, our nature or the element will always be engaged in keeping your thoughts. We will also increase our purity, and the nature will provide us everything. And there is no need for us to run behind the desire. Our nature itself will run behind us. And therefore, while talking to yourself, remove and liberate yourself from this iron age of world. And secondly, if any vices still remain with us, then we cannot become completely concentrated. Only completely wiseless can become completely concentrated. So we have to keep this as our aim. So this is a very big thing which Baba has explained. If you have the power of concentration, which is also called as the silence power, they will order the nature stop and the nature will stop. For instance, at the time of destruction, there is always a fire and it cannot be evacuated, it cannot be put off. The yogi can become the master of the nature and kill all the through the fire, all the deity of fire become peaceful. And you will experience the fire will be put off. There is a great power in concentration that has to be recognized. All the fires will be destroyed if we waste our thoughts. We have to concentrate ourselves and we have to make ourselves worthy so that we can benefit something to the world. And thirdly, we have to get liberated from the sensual pleasure. If we want to have bodily intoxication or enjoy godly pleasure, then we have to definitely liberate sensual pleasure. And fourthly, introvertedness. And fifth one, practice the power of concentration. It is only after a lot of practice the mind and intellect become stable. Now once again we move towards the practice. Now one which is a very beautiful experience for experiencing the power of concentration. Everyone do realize that I am a soul and self-sovereign. In 1 minute I will explain. The soul is the master of the body. The soul is the master of the mind, body and will. Mind has physical organs. We have to become our master. And this is called as becoming self-serving. And we will explain into this. And everybody should realize that I am the master of the mind, body and well. Let there be this intoxication, this awareness, that I am the master. And the mind and the intellect will start obeying our orders. If we say to the mind, be quiet, mind becomes quiet. We tell the intellect, be concentrated. Whatever Baba has explained today, that has to be inculcated. Whatever Murli Baba has spoken today, that has to be inculcated and the intellect will follow it and improve it. And so now we will move towards this practice. Once again you concentrate on your soul.
Malik Vanakaran Singh Darshan Par Baithe.
Be a master and sit on the throne. And this forehead is my eternal throne. And I, the soul, am a king. I am Master Almighty and Oddity. I am very powerful. Can the Master of my mind and intellect give good feeling? I am the Master. Oh, my mind, you have been wandering in 1,000 years. Now be quiet. Talk to yourself in the street. Oh, my mind, you have been wandering in negativity. I tired yourself. Now be concentrated. Intellect will inculcate you by qualities and values. And instantly the mind and intellect will start inculcating what the teacher has said. You will have a very good experience. And the churning in the mind increases with force. In order to increase the power of concentration, especially we need to practice two things. For which the mind becomes completely stable. One is bodiless stage. And second is to have a pure vision. Or spiritual drishti. So one should pay attention to what spiritual drishti. If anybody wants to keep the mind and intellect clean and quiet, to increase purity, to set good vibration, and then they have to remember 5 things every day. Let us do the practice of spiritual drishti. Let us look to the soul sparkling in the center of the forehead of everyone. And Sakar Baba used to say that to consider oneself to be a soul and to consider others to be a soul is to give a spiritual current to the soul. The mind and intellect will become very peaceful and concentrated. So throughout the day, at least you have to lead this practice once. You should only see the sparkling star in the center of the forehead, and the mind will be completely filled with bliss. Modulus stage has to be practiced very well. I am not this body. I am an incarnated soul in this body. And while becoming bodiless, the past will be forgotten. It is very important. The past bad effect has to be forgotten. And it takes a lot of effort to remove. The mind and intellect is worrying about the past, and it is unable to taste the peace and happiness of the present time. And so this body of stage will experience to have that peaceful and happy mind and intellect. And in the present time, the mind and intellect continues to become peaceful. And it was very beautifully given in today's Baba's blessing that in all the 4 ages, we will be having the clear awareness of our part as what we were, what those will be, and this will be clearly seen. We will start visualizing and we will attain the vision. And this true practice should be increased. Now for 20 minutes, we will stabilize the mind and intellect in Shiva Baba. It is very important. We should only see the Son of Knowledge and we will see Him in the Supreme Abode. light.
ब्रह्मलोक में जैसे कि ज्ञान सूर्य प्रकट हुआ है, चमक रहा
in the ब्रह्मलोक
उनके कितने
the great light has appeared from which the whole ब्रह्मलोक is being filled with all the vibrations and power. He is almighty authority and his rays of power is traveling a distance.
पति पावन पवित्रता के सागर है.
He is the purifier, the ocean of purity.
पवित्र किरणें चारों ओर फैल रही है.
The rays of purity is spreading everywhere. Weakness I have already surrendered to God. So every everyone will definitely perform this beauty. And the one who has come for the first time will also very firmly on purity, maybe having hatredness, to come intention, stress, all that should be sacrificed or surrendered to God. So I take blessings from God. The whole Murli itself is a blessing. However, I would like to make you remember one thing. The intellect which remains in the experience of meeting God constantly, that intellect will have the power to claim all the blessings. When Baba is speaking the words of blessing, any one point the word of blessing has to be taken into consideration. And then feel that Baba is placed and has had a blessing over my head and his. The one who have come many times, they know this. Baba will enter that is body. There will be white light. That means Baba has come. Baba will give drishti to all. And then Baba will speak the Murli. Now what is to be done? When Baba will be offered bhog, the song is played. A very beautiful song will be played. We will now fly high. We will fly, we will feel this. Find the soul. I'm getting detached from this body. I'm moving towards the Supreme God, towards Baba. And we will come under the rays of His. Baba comes down with the rays. And we will experience that powerful ray. And then once again, we will be the line of the song. We will fly high. And once again, we will practice that I am a soul. I am moving out from these rays and going up above. I just, Baba, and come again inside the body. And we'll have a very beautiful feeling. This is a 7-minute song. Sometimes Baba comes in the end of the song. And sometimes in the beginning of the song. So until then, we will sit under the rays of Baba. And this time will be the most valuable one. Baba will come. The great light and Brahma Baba both have come in this body. Baba will give drishti. And you all know it is such a big call. And physically it is impossible to give drishti to each and every one. You concentrate your drishti on Shiva Baba. The Almighty Authority is sitting in the center of the forehead and other body. And His powerful grace are falling on me. And this yoga will only be of 10 minutes. And at this time you will surrender your weakness to Baba. And at the same time you will take yourself into great intoxication, which is most important. Who is sitting in front of me? Who is giving drishti to me? Who has come to meet me? So we were wandering, searching for that drishti, and He has come in front of us. He has come to give us belongingness. The one who has come in front of us is the same for whom we were searching for ages together. He is our God's friend. So we have to fill our mind with that happiness and bliss with such beautiful thoughts. But this time is most important. Then Baba will speak His Supreme Version, which contains blessing. And we will all see that as what our inspiration, Baba, will give us. And his true mind, we will create a thought. So whatever Baba today will tell us to do, we will put the force of 29 to accomplish it. So once again, we will sit in Baba's remembrance. I invoke Baba, and with one thought, we will have yoga. We will call Baba, and we will feel that Shri Baba is coming down. And Baba has come in front of me. He looks the Son of Knowledge in front of you.